This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders. God bless you this morning. We're on RBN, Republic Broadcast Network, and just excited to be here. We've got a great program today. We're going to talk about some... Last week we talked about deception, and Jesus said, "Be ye not deceived." And we see a lot of deception going on. So today we're going to jump into some of that deception, one of the signs. And I'll have a guest on with me. Ken will be on with me also, and we're going to be discussing this. There's just a lot going on in this old world right now. We talk about the seven signs of the last days, and I think it seems like all these signs are active now. Signs of nature, earthquakes in diverse places, pestilences, diseases. Nobody can explain the weather and why the weather patterns are like they are, and the amazing things that are happening. And we talk about the signs of a society that's gone completely rampant. Just about everything goes. Meth is going crazy all over the world. We see it just the number one drug that's killing young people. And we see this in Scripture, the things that are going to happen in the last days. Men will be lovers of themselves, but signs of society are certainly all around us. The apathy, people really don't care as long as they've got their three remotes laying on their chest watching their Babylonian idiot box. They're happy. And so we're going to talk about some of those things. And we talk about signs of technology, and it's amazing. And here comes the commercial. God bless you, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Welcome you back to Science of the Times with Carl Sanders, and we've got a great program today. We're going to be looking at more on deception and how this deception has played out in a term they call the New World Order, or the One World Government, or One World Politics, or whatever you want to call it. And Ken, I understand you're on with me. God bless you. And it's good to have you. Good to have you on the program. And how's things out in the Republic of California?
Well, as always, Carl, it's dark. No matter what time of day it is,
it's
out here.
It's dark. Well, maybe we can figure out a way to speed up time out there. Ken, last week we talked about deception and being not deceived, and it seems like that deception just runs rampant. Lawyers just got their arms full of lawsuits because people are deceived. And if we didn't have that deception, the deceiving and this type of thing, I guess we wouldn't need lawyers, and then they wouldn't have a job or something. But it's amazing. My dad, during the Depression, would when he bought something, he bought it on a handshake. Everything was done on a handshake. And I remember him writing a check one time on a paper bag, and gave it to the guy, a piece of a paper bag, and the guy took it to the bank, and they knew it was my dad's signature, and they made it good. Things were a handshake and much simpler then, and today we've got, it seems like you got to have 40 sheets of paper in order to do anything. And And that is, people are deceived, and it's so easy to deceive people that this just goes on and on and on. And one of the areas that really concern me is just how smooth the government, whether it be Republicans, Democrats, or whether it be whoever's in office. We can go back and look at Clinton's record. We can look at Bush's record from day one. I said in Mena, Arkansas, before he was elected, that he would be elected and he would be a Trojan horse. Once he got inside the gate, then the real truth would come out, and I believe that that is borne out over and over and over again in what we've seen in this last 8 years. But how did we get deceived like that? When did we lay down our the discernment and that unction that you could look at something and say, hey, something's not right here, I just wondered if you might have a comment on when did that really start to begin to happen on the basis of this happening now?
Well, I don't know if I can actually give you a chronological time, but I was thinking about that the other day, and it seems to me that it's like a three-part process. First you have to recognize there's a problem, and then you have to see what it is that caused the problem, and then you have to have a solution for that. And I think what's happening is that we've all been caught up so much as a part of the problem that we no longer can see clearly. It's like the old story about the forest and the trees. You're in the middle of the forest, and you can't hardly discern anything. Or I used to call them bark experts. You get your face so close to one tree that you're an expert on barks, but you can't tell that you're in a forest. All you know is that bark. And despite all this issue of whether or not we're being given correct information, and I know we're not, and whether or not we're not being given most of the information. I know we're not. But I looked at something the other day I thought was very interesting, and that was that if you corrupt yourself, even just a little bit, and the more corrupt you are, the more you deceive yourselves. It's like we have a moral compass built inside of us that we know inherently that we're doing something wrong. Like the first time as a small child, and I'm probably the only one in the world ever did this, but I stole something, right, as a little child. Nothing particularly expensive, but, you know, one of those things. And, well, that made me feel so bad for so long. You know, you live in fear of being caught, you live in fear of it, but you have this inside thing. But I noticed as I watched society change over my lifetime that the more power you receive and the more corrupt you get, the more you deceive yourselves and attempt to deceive others. So what I think is that we have gotten to the place where the society itself is so morally corrupt that we can't even tell what the truth is anymore. That's my view.
Well, you know, we have a government that's of the people, by the people, and for the people. At least that's what it says.
I was going to say,
we wonder how...
I didn't realize we did, but thank you for telling me that.
But how did the people get left out of the decisions that are made? We elect representatives from each state, from the Senate and the House of Representatives, and these people go there to supposedly look out for our interests. Yet what we see coming out and what we see being done, and I think one of the best examples of that is the Democratic Party in this last election did gain a majority, and then they just rolled over like a big old hound dog and played dead. You know, when decisions needed to be made, I don't think there's any difference between Republicans and the Democrats, except in the spelling of the name. But it looks like there's as much corruption on one side as there is on the other. And you know, I have a theory about politics, and of course that's the poly is plastic and is imitation, and a tick is a blood-sucking little varmint that gets on your dog, and you put them together. And you get politics, and you send them to Washington, and they'll suck the blood out of the country, and that's what they've done. National debt is unbelievable. The government is grown the most it's ever grown, and you know, it's a monster right now, and yet it's just continuing to grow. Bush said a long time ago, he said, you know, we don't need any more big government. Yet he has grown the government more than any president ever has. So it's a monster. So I think about each one of these signs that we talk about, and the signs of the church in Israel and what's happened in the church in Israel, but also the signs of the New World Order or the One World Government. And I think you know, some. The deception that we have, the idea somehow that we're the, I think we've got the theology of the Titanic, Ken. We don't think that anything can sink this ship. And, if we look back at history and look at the Roman Empire and how long it lasted, and you look at the Medo-Persian Empire and how long it lasted, and you look at several of these other empires that came and went, they were about 230, 250 years, and we're at 235 years right now, and in chaos. You know, the foundation stones have been moved. The whole nation is quaking under the load. The Romans, the government came apart partly because of the taxes, and they were taxed half of what we're being taxed. And so we get taxed on everything. We get taxed on taxes. So I think it's amazing what we've gone into. But how did we get deceived and get into this? When did we give away our rights to the rights that were given to us in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights? When did we just give those things up?
I don't know that we've actually.
I'll let you comment now. I've talked.
Okay, Carl, I don't know that we've actually given them up. I haven't given mine up yet. The problem is that people don't exercise them, and most people in the United States don't even know they have them. They bought into the deception that the current regime, whichever regime you're talking about, spins on us. I think it goes back to where you started just a minute ago, Carl, was you started with the federal government. The whole idea of, I think, of the problem is that power corrupts. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And you see it now all across our society, but I believe it began in that place they call Washington, D.C. And if I hadn't visited that place myself, I would think it was a myth. I didn't find too many politics there because I think they're out doing something else trying to get reelected. But I went there, Carl. Here's the issue we've talked about before, and that is that the people who established this country and the government system we have were well aware of the Kabbalist or globalist or elitist or one-world government people who wanted to control everything. And they tried to set up a system that wouldn't allow that. And the system, if it were kept the way it was meant to be kept, would in fact have accomplished that purpose. What happened was it was intended for this government to be run, as you said, of the people, by the people, and for the people, which meant was it should be a volunteer government. That's why Washington didn't want to serve more than one term. That's why others actually didn't. Ronald Reagan only served one term, for example. But people go there now and they become career politicians. And because they're there all the time, they begin to make networking with whatever side of the aisle they're on. They become friends. They exchange favors. They compromise, which leads to corruption. They gain more power as a result of that. They hunger and thirst and lust after power. And, you know, I'm not picking on them. We all have that in us. We have to guard it, check it all the time. But when we're given power, we become corrupt if we aren't careful with it. So what you saw was we began to build on the federal level a very large bureaucracy to serve the needs of the career politicians. Well, what you look at now, Carl, is in my lifetime, and I actually served on a city council, for example, and a number of commissions in my time, it used to be just that. That someone would go down and serve one term or something like that, and then they go back home, and you know they usually do. And now what you have is people, career politicians at the local level. I hear our music, Carl.
Hey, the music is coming, and we'll be right back with Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and his guest, Ken.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
I'd like to welcome you back to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, and we're just in the middle of a discussion talking about how did we get deceived? How did this happen? And we're going to come down to the point is, what's a one world government? And what we hear this term, a new world order, one world government, and this type of thing. And so, Ken, you were in the middle of something there. Go ahead with that, and then I want to look at some questions.
Well, I was just looking at how we got into the mess we're in, and I like to go to the basics because there's so much disinformation out there. In fact, you may recall that I think it was William Casey about 1981 said that he was the head of CIA, said that we will know that our disinformation program is working when everything that the American public believes is false. Well, brother, I think we're about there. So the idea of disinformation, and if we have all this disinformation, how do we sort through it? How do we find out what kind of a mess we're in? We need to go back and go back to the roots and to see what the roots said. And then if we see that we're far away from the roots, we need to go back and fix them. So I think we need to do three things, Carl. We need to certainly do what you're doing, which is to alert people to the disinformation that's out there and what it really means. But also we have to then bring them back to the roots, to the basic idea. In the case of the United States, the supreme law of the land is the Constitution, which is a contract between we the people and the current regime, and whoever breaches that contract has to be held accountable for that. And then the third thing is we need to tell people how to get well, that is to see the problem, to know what caused it, and to take steps to fix that. So that was kind of where I was aiming, with the sense that it looks to me like it occurred mostly on the federal level. You may remember the stories about Davy Crockett and some of the lessons he learned while he was in Congress and how they shouldn't be funding various things and how the government expanded. And this is kind of a sidebar, but it looks like they're going to expand the government again. This is the pattern that we see. Right now what's happened is the people who have a lot of money and power create crisis or crises, and then they come in with a solution. That's the old dialectic we have, which is why we think Democrats and Republicans are different. But you have right now the subprime loan problem, which was created entirely by moneylenders. And now they're going to come in and fix that problem by expanding the federal government. FHA is going to buy up loans. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, you know, these different corporations are all going to help us out, right? Well, they made the problem to start with. We have to go back to where it started. I wanted to share something with you, Carl. I ran across the other day, and I thought it was an eye-opener. It may not be to anybody besides me, but you know, I look at history a lot, and I can come back and talk about the Roman Empire if you like, but if we just look at the empires, the thing to do is when you see when the Roman Empire fell, the Medo-Persian Empire, the Babylonian Empire, if you can get a hold of history records at about the time just before they fell, and you start backing up, you can see why they fell, and you can see that same pattern in the United States, and it's a big warning sign. It's like you're approaching an intersection, the yellow light comes on. You have to make a decision what you're going to do. But if you don't recognize that yellow light, you're just going to boil right through the intersection, maybe to your harm. So what we're looking at is an issue of where are we in this cycle. So if I got a minute, Carl, let me share something out of the Bible, if that's okay. Is that permissible?
No, that's great.
Okay, well, the reason I say that. Now, you and I, Carl, believe that the Bible is the inspired word of God, but a lot of people who are listening may not. but it is an excellent, excellent history book, particularly about the Middle East. So if you go, and Israel fell many times, and every time there are enemies at the gate, there are enemies within. There was corruption in Israel, which is why God allowed the enemy to come in and chastise them. So you look at Jeremiah, for example. I'm looking at Jeremiah chapter 6 right now, just three short verses, because it tells us exactly where Israel was then, and you, if you have eyes to see anything, you can see the same thing here. Jeremiah 6:13 says, "From the least of them even unto the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness, and from the prophet even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely." If you apply that to America today, you would say everyone from the White House to the homeless camps are thieves and liars. That's the modern translation of that. So that the society, right, from top to bottom is absolutely corrupt. Okay? And then God says in verse 15, "Were they ashamed when they had committed these abominations?" He said, "Nay, they were not at all ashamed." Well, why would people be doing these terrible things? And you can read what they were doing, same things we're doing today. Why were they not ashamed? The reason is they were deceived. They had convinced themselves that what they were doing was okay. And it didn't happen overnight. It came step by step, this little bit of corruption. And then God gives you the answer. He says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul." He's telling us the same thing. You need to go back to basics. You need to find out where you went astray. And what I believe happened is sort of incrementalism. The old story about the frog in the pan, right? Whether that's true or not, I'm not sure. But it's a little bit at a time. If you try to throw a frog in a pan of hot water, I'm sure they're going to squig, you know, worm and try to get out of it. But as you know, you can just turn the stove on very slowly. And that's what's happening in America. People who know what they're doing. You know, I believe America's being deceived by design. I believe America's being sold down the river and destroyed by design. It's not an accident. And that design is, part of that design is to keep us deceived by having us included in the corruption a little bit at a time, so that we can't really think on everybody else. I'm sorry, I used up all your time. That's your
music. That's all right. We got the music coming. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, and we'll be right back after the commercial on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Signs of the Times with Carl Simon. Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Praise God. We got to somehow press the pause button here. I don't know how that happened. But we were talking about how did we get in this mess with this, with the New World Order, the One World Government, world politics, whatever you want to call it. And I've got a couple questions. First of all, what is one world government, and when will it happen, and who'll be in charge, and all of this? And I think to understand one world government, you have to understand what it's not. First of all, it's not of God. There is a one world government coming, and there'll be a one world ruler, and his name will be Jesus. He will return with the saints and stand on the Mount of Olives, as prophesied in Zechariah 14:4. We know that Jesus will establish his one-world government, and since the Antichrist is in place of or against Christ, then his plan, which will fail, is to establish a one-world government under his, the Antichrist, rule. So what we're fighting here, and you've said this many times, Ken, is this is all satanic. There isn't any good and bad in this thing. It's all a satanic mess. As the return of Christ approaches, the time of the Antichrist is running out, and the Antichrist has read the Bible, and he's read the last chapter of the Bible, and he knows he has full knowledge that he's going to lose. So I don't know. I just wanted to throw those comments in and see what you got to say about that.
Well, I think that's the key for me, Carl, to understand things. And I lived 40 years in this world doing every corrupt thing possible, until I met Jesus Christ when I was age 40. So I know he's real, and before that time I thought I was God, and I found out I wasn't. But now I understand that there really are two kingdoms in this world, one the kingdom of God and one the kingdom of the Antichrist, which is currently, or Lucifer, is currently operating the world system. In fact, the world system that we know it, every government system you want, whether you want to believe there's communism, which has never existed and never will, or socialism, or oligarchy, or dictatorship, or monarchy, whatever you want to call them all, or I think you call them all malarchy, from my Irish background. If no matter what system you look at throughout history, they're all satanic, every one of them, because this is the biggest part of the deception of all, the big smokescreen and all this conspiracy. The reason most people don't believe in conspiracies, one of the reasons, is that it doesn't make sense to them. They see people that they believe are different, Democrats, Republicans, right, left, communist, socialist, whatever, and they seem to be fighting each other. Well, that's a deception in itself. So you don't see that at the top of all this stuff, all of the world leaders are friendly. All the world leaders are not enemies. Many of them are related. I mean, take a look at the Habsburgs and the Windsors. You know, those families are the same. All these things are there to deceive us. And if we understand that everything that we're looking at, all of those political problems, all of the economic problems, all of the death and destruction and the false flag terrorist events and all that stuff is all in one kingdom. It's all designed to deceive us so that we don't see what they're actually doing. This satanic system that runs the world right now, or attempts to at least, within limits, is all doing all this so-called infighting. It's like a play on a stage. It's like right now Iran is in the latest target site, at least we're being told that. And we're being told that they're developing nuclear weapons, although all the inspectors have found absolutely nothing, no evidence whatsoever. And in fact, Iran, you know, signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. So they have every right to develop nuclear power there. But the current regime doesn't care about that. They want what they want to do, and so they're giving us, you know, spoon-feeding us a bunch of lies, a part of the deception, to create an enemy that's not really there. I'm not too worried about Iran invading my house. They haven't got a Navy or an Air Force. How are they going to get here? I'm not worried about that.
That's a good point.
I don't think we have to go over there and kill them before they come here and kill us. I think that whole thing's a lie. I wasn't worried about being invaded by the North Vietnamese either. Or the North Koreans. So how are we getting this mess? I think we're being deceived.
Well, you know, it's amazing.
Go ahead, Carl.
You go back to the deception of the Bay of Tonkin. You go back to all of that. You know, I was in Indochina before it was Vietnam, and I saw our hands into that thing, and knew without any doubt at all that we were going that it was going to become Vietnam, and we were going to go in there. And you could just see the inner workings of the planning of what was going on. And so, it's amazing, each one of these things. We talk about, there's two theories here. One is that all of these things have happened just by chance. World War One, World War Two, the Korean War, Vietnam, the 168 wars we've had since Vietnam that have been going on, little wars all over the nation. All over the world, and now the situation in Iraq, and then we're looking down the throat of Iran, and we look at this and say, well, this all just naturally happened. Or we could say that there is a conspiracy. Now, everybody, you talk about conspiracy, and they say, well, but you know, conspiracy is very simple. All it takes is two people conspiring together to defraud a third person, or many people. And so, this whole thing, we've had movies out, the conspiracy theory and this type of thing. I believe that there is a conspiracy. And I think if we look a little bit at the history of a modern global government, let's just look at a few things here. First of all, modern global government began with Freemasonry in 1390. And the Scottish Rite in 1395, the first master global plan was prepared by the Rothschilds in 1773. The implementation didn't take shape until a man by the name of Adam Weishaupt, who had studied to be a Jesuit priest and was a Freemason, formed an organization called the Illuminati on May 1st, 1776. The alliance between Freemasonry and the Illuminati didn't arise until July the 16th, 1782. And these organizations are powerful. The common leadership behind these organizations was aware that world control would require economic control. In 1913, they were responsible for the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. The Federal Reserve was incorporated in December 1914 as a private corporation. So the Federal Reserve is no more federal than a Federal Express, nor does it have any reserves. However, the so-called Federal Reserve is an important tool intended to permit a few, ultimately few to ultimately control the world's monetary system. And, you know, we get into the Bank of England and a lot of that, too. But and we look at the men, the chairman, like McFadden, the chairman of the House Banking Commission, that was a U.S. congressman. He said, we have in this country one of the most corrupt institutions the world has ever known. I refer to the Federal Reserve and the Federal Reserve banks. So why are we sitting here, Ken, looking at the Federal Reserve right now and watching the stock market jump up and down like a bunch of puppets, depending upon what the Federal Reserve says?
Our Federal Reserve in this country is our biggest, one of our biggest nightmares, of course, but it's also tied in. You talk about whether you want to call it conspiracy or not, it's tied into the International Monetary Fund. It's tied into international banking. I don't know if you saw this or not, but the Bush administration, again, is claiming in a lawsuit secrecy. So they don't have to tell about this one international group that handles almost all of the money that shuffles back and forth between various banks. And the reason they don't want to tell you that because they don't want to know about the money transfers that are going on. And one of the things that happens is the I think I just saw where they have the power to draw, I think it's on the Bank of England, the emergency funds banks can do, but they're getting in trouble because some of the bankers let it be known that they were drawing on the emergency fund. So I say all that stuff simply to say if you look at pieces of news and you think about it and put it together instead of just passing it off, you see that there is a group of people that do control the money. And if you think about the power that that brings, you begin to see how we can be in such a mess we're in right now. And it wasn't something that just happened, as you just pointed out in a very brief point in time. There are a group of people, families, and although people say, well, they're not alive now, well, of course they are. They're kids or grandkids. They've all been raised with this goal in mind. So they have like a family goal. And they've taken generations to make it work. Now, that seems strange to Americans today. But I remember probably your dad and my family, they built for the future. They didn't believe we should just suck everything we can right now and let our kids suffer the consequences as this current generation is doing. But they built for, you know, they would build farms and so forth for the next generation to come. And in the Orient, for example, you know this well, they'll plan 10 generations out. And we don't do that here, but these families did that. So it's not so strange to think of it that way, that they have planned for this and they're taking their time, and we're seeing it unfolding before us right now. So I think the problem is going to be more and more evident, but the problem is if we don't realize that we're being had, we're going to be had. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's a statement that comes from Baron Rothschild, Baron M.A. Rothschild. It says, give me control over a nation's currency, and I care not who makes the laws. Whoever controls the volume of money in any country is master of all its legislation and commerce. Isn't that wild?
Well, it is, you know, and it was
that wild.
Even Thomas Jefferson vehemently resisted any sort of a federal bank. I mean, this thing about the Federal Reserve, they got it through in 1913, or at least they make us believe they did. Whether or not it actually passed legitimately is up for grabs. But in the 1800s, that war went about the bank and so forth went on back and forth. And there was a congressman or senator, I guess, was wrote a book called The Coming War in the late 1800s that detailed all of that battle. It's not a fun read book. It's long and detailed. But he named names and places and people, and that raged on, and there were probably assassinations involved in it. All kinds of things went on just because they, as you said, they want that power, this particular group of people, because that's what they lust after is power. It's not money brings them power, but it's the power that they're after. And you see that Federal Reserve was established once before, I think in the early 1800s, and was thrown out. I can't remember if it was Andrew Jackson or not, but one of the presidents got rid of that sucker, and they brought it back again because other people who were more awake than we are realized what a deadly disease it was. As you said, it's not federal, it's not reserve, but can you believe that our own government has turned over to a private banking company the power to print money and distribute money? I mean, they print money and sell it to us, and then they charge us interest on it like it's a loan, and it's nothing but paper. That's where the debt comes from. That national
isn't that
debt.
Amazing?
It is. I mean, we're spending. We're doing nothing. You know, when you pay debt with debt, you never get out of the cycle. That's like people paying off a credit card with another one. Oh, open up a new credit card, close out your old balances. Well, that's really foolish. But that's what we're doing. Our national debt is nothing more than interest on loans from these other blood-sucking creatures. The creature from Heckle Island, right? Or Jekyll Island, rather.
Yeah, Jekyll Island, yeah. Here's another statement that's kind of interesting. Rowan Gaither, president of the Ford Foundation, in 1954, says, "We operate here under directives which emulate from the White House. The substance of these directives under which we operate is that we shall use our grant-making power to alter life in the U.S. so that we can comfortably be merged with the Soviet Union." I think, and that was a statement made in 54.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Amazing.
You may recall that the Ford, I believe it, not, you know, I'm not trying to, I don't want to blaspheme people, but I think it was the Ford Foundation that was instrumental in funneling money to the Soviet Union. And one of the things that was interesting, you probably remember this, but some of our pilots in Vietnam who were making bombing runs down the so-called Ho Chi Minh Trail, which is really thousands of trails of roads, would see a truck down there, and they'd pull out of their bombing run because they would radio back and say, well, that's a Ford down there. Well, of course it was. The Ford plants were in the Soviet Union cooking out Ford trucks for the Soviet Union who were being then given to the North Vietnamese and used as a part of the war effort to kill our men. And that was part of the Ford Foundation. So they were changing things in all countries. It's not just this country. These foundations and other sources of money have been changing life to make us all work together. In fact, if you think about it, you know, when Bank of America put their display down in Disneyland, remember, the theme was, it's a small world after all. That makes sense? You know what I'm saying? You know, since we're neighbors, let's be friends. Right?
Yeah.
But what destroys a nation is...
No,
go ahead, Carl.
Well, I there's another organization, the Trilateral Commission, formed by David Rockefeller in 1972.
Mm-hmm.
And he said using contrived and planned gas shortages turned Japan into an industrial giant overnight. This was done to shift money. We began buying Japanese cars faster than they could produce them. And by the way, the number one selling car in the United States is a Japanese car now.
That's right.
To Japan and Europe, with the end result being lost jobs, lost technology, lost capabilities, being downed and bringing about a staggering trade deficit. Boy, if that didn't happen, you know, it's exactly what happened.
Well, Carl, that's
so,
very important. That's very
important.
Excuse me, Carl, that's very important because that same thing's happening right now. And if we don't learn from history, we're doomed to repeat it. So that history is something a lot of people need to know because it's happening with China right now, isn't it? It is exactly the same thing. In fact, what a lot
of people don't... It's happening with China.
It's exactly, and I'll tell you one other part of it that people don't realize. While we're busy with this one smoke screen, I'll tell you when we come back.
Well, here comes our music again, and this is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and my guest Ken. We'll be right back after the commercial.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Welcome back to the Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and Ken. We've got a caller, Robert from Utah. And Robert, how are you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Robert.
Yes. How are you?
Good morning. How's everything going?
Pretty good. I thought I would tie in just one aspect of this and then hang up and listen. I've done some interviews over the years.
All right.
And there is a man who is a member of the Rothschilds family who decided to join the LDS Church. Now, I guess that's really nothing out of the ordinary, except that, as I understand through media contacts like Carl, that I know across the country, that there is, in fact, an agreement now between the Catholic and the LDS Church regarding a one-world religion. Okay? And that I believe, in fact,
yes,
this man, Mike is his first name, who has joined the LDS Church, that in fact he is the person who is the Antichrist. And that this infiltration, I think, stems to the Jesuit priests, of which the Rothschilds family has connections and has world impact even from the Vatican, regarding world rule, just like Rome believed that they were the ruling government of the whole world in the days of, what, Christ? And even since then. So this politic condition, right, Vatican, it is its own country, has extended itself to the world religions, and by the Rothschilds family, this control of money is pretty expansive. But I believe, from other interviews which I have done, this man, Mike, I have interviewed him face-to-face. And, Carl, if you remember Nora, she helped set up those interviews for you, rather speeches up in Montana. She had a son, Joel, too, goes into it. And there'll be young people who dream dreams and have visions and things like that. I have interviewed for the last 5 years dozens and dozens and dozens of young people who speak with angels. It's an amazing thing going on right now. I don't know what else to call it, but I'm telling you that several of these interviews that I have had, young people who have no veil, young people who speak with angels daily, have confirmed to me that this man is the person who is the Antichrist, and he has connected himself on purpose to the LDS Church. And it's a worldwide church connection to the Illuminati, the Trilateral Commission, the Jesuit priests, on a whole world basis. And that infiltration is pretty complete. I'll hang up and listen. Appreciate your show.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert. I'm glad you called in. Ken, would you like to comment on that?
Well, it was Karl Marx, although he may have plagiarized this, that said that religion is the opiate of the masses. And we should certainly expect to find a one-world religion. Politics alone won't do it. People have a need for faith. And they plan to fulfill that, just as this man said. I hear the music.
Got the music going again, and this is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders. We'll be right back after the commercial, and we'll get the rest of the answer.
It's true.